disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The first debate of the 2012 presidential race, with provocative questions planned by Fox News, was good political entertainment, but somehow didn't get around to tackling the biggest issue. How do the candidates plan to replace the millions of U.S. middle-class jobs that have gone overseas? The unemployment rate has now topped 9% for the 22nd month, but that figure does not paint the jobs picture as bleak as it really is, because only 80% of men in their prime working years, between ages 25 and 54, have a job, compared to 95% during the 1960s. Even that statistic does not measure the millions of men of that age who are now working for one-half or one-quarter or even one-tenth of the wage for the job they lost. Obama is bragging that the economy added 268,000 new jobs last year, but 62,000 of those jobs were hired by McDonald's because Obama gave that chain a waiver from Obamacare. This month, former trade negotiator and now Senator Rob Portman unveiled what he called a Senate Republican jobs plan. Unfortunately, it includes asking Congress to hurry up and ratify the Korean-U.S. Free Trade Agreement known as CORUS. CORUS is another bad trade agreement that will import more cheap Asian products and export more U.S. jobs. This CORUS treaty is supported by the globalists, who think Americans should compete with Asians who work for less than one-third, often as little as one-twentieth, of the wages that Americans expect for similar work. Here's what trade with South Korea means. Last year, South Korea's auto sales in the U.S. totaled $7.5 billion, while U.S. auto sales in Korea totaled only $500 million. The South Korea trade agreement will cost us more U.S. jobs and increase our trade deficit.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion. Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And how's everybody doing today? I'll tell you, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off today. I truly am. And I may have mentioned to people before, I have three dogs, and of course, they're all older. Well, I don't know how old the one is. So one is between 7 and 10. I just got her last Labor Day. But one of the dogs that I have is a 13-year-old German Shepherd. And he struggles to get around, and I feel so bad for the poor thing. And so he was struggling. He was stuck under a chair this morning outside, and oh, the poor thing. And you know, you hate to put these animals to sleep because the only thing wrong with the dog, of course, is his hips. And otherwise, he can't hear too well anymore, and he can't see too well. But other than that, he's okay. You know, he likes to eat, and he struggles to walk around. And I just, you feel so bad for animals, don't you, when they just can't get around anymore and they can't just be frolicking. So anyway, I was running around trying to do things with the poor dog, trying to get the poor dog up and get him going. And he slips and slides all over. And I don't know, it's just chaos. And he's actually been sick. And so I'm trying him on the third and fourth antibiotic to kill this infection that he's got. And sometimes you wonder if the cure isn't worse than what ails you in the first place. I don't know, you know, but you know, it's just one of those things. And so I'm looking at my animals. We're all fading away on me slowly. And it's always kind of, it is a depressing thing. I'm just crazy about animals. And it's a very depressing thing when you watch the demise of anything, really. And you know, my guest who's going to join me today, she was on with me a couple weeks ago, and she knows all the symptoms of the demise of a nation, and it's so clear. It's so clear to her. It's so clear to anybody who lived in a communist, as she describes, a communist utopia, which, of course, we know utopia doesn't exist, and solely our fantasies. And the utopia is like Shangri-La, isn't it? It's like Nirvana. It's only in your imagination that those things exist. They never exist in reality, and they'll never exist in reality. But, you know, so she recognizes all the symptoms of the demise of a nation, and that's what we're actually watching occur here in this country. And it's an unfortunate thing. As I watch the decline of my animals as they age, and, you know, and it's a sad thing to watch, and we're watching here trying to fight against and rail against the decline of a nation. And truly, who was it that said, Reagan, the last best hope, I think he said, or the beacon of hope, that shining light, the city on a hill. And that truly was what America represented to people all around the world, that opportunity for freedom, the opportunity for liberty, the opportunity to be free, to breathe freely. And here we are today. In 2011, watching the rapid descent into the hell of communism in this country. And, you know, you rail against these things. You try to. Many of us are. My guest will be on with me in a couple minutes, Dr. Ileana Johnson Powell, who grew up in Romania. She knows all about what communism is like. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I just think it's so critical that you hear the message, and you hear the message repeatedly so that you can recognize the symptoms. Because as I watch the his increasing disabilities affect him, we watch the aging of America, really, but the aging in an aging that could be
averted. What's happening here could be averted if we had enough people awake. But, you know, I had mentioned this before. I had gone back home, which was in a town, so suburb of Buffalo for the 4th of July, and I was at this party, and just a handful of people were talking about the Casey Anthony trial, and then there was a handful of people who understood what I was talking about with this stuff, and what I always talk about, United Nations Agenda 21, and then the rest of the people were absolutely oblivious and had absolutely no interest whatsoever in knowing the truth. And, you know, I've always wondered sometimes, you know, they say ignorance is bliss, and I've always wondered sometimes if you weren't better off being unaware, because then you are in a blissful state, aren't you? Really? Because you don't know. And so if you don't know, you're not bothered by it. It doesn't gnaw at you. It doesn't haunt you. But when you know, then you're compelled to do something, even if it's nothing. But you still can't pretend you don't know. And so that's kind of, I don't know. What do we do here? 12% of the high school kids in this country, only 12% of the 12th graders, only 12% of the 12th graders have any clue what the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights is all about, what it means to them, and how it would help them, and how it keeps us free and created the opportunities that existed in this nation. Only 12%. I mean, I think to myself, when you try to figure out how to combat what it is that we have to combat, because we're in a war here. This is a war. We are in a war. And we really are. I mean, it is a war. It's not a declared war. Of course, the communists never declare their intentions. Or maybe they do and no one listens. I don't know. But they do it so subtly. They do it so strategically. They are masters of the word, and so they're able to manipulate people by manipulating the meaning of words and altering things for in to mean out and out to mean in. And I don't know, though. I mean, when they've accomplished the feat of making 88% of the 12th graders in this country absolutely ignorant of their history, how do you fight back against that? I'm not sure. Maybe when Ileana Johnson Powell joins me after the first break that we'll be going to in a minute, maybe she can help me figure this out today, because today I'm kind of in one of those which end is up kind of thing. And on that note, I hear the break music. We're going to break. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Hang in there, everybody. It's the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with...
Erod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a contact button on there for you to be able to reach me. Information for my website and my email address is actually on RBN. So if you go under the show host tab on RBN's website, you'll be able to find the information to get in touch with me if you so desire. And I do like to hear from everybody, whether you agree with me or not. And some people don't agree with me, but that's okay because I'm all about free speech and the free exchange of ideas, and you don't have to agree with me. That's okay with me. That's fine, because that's what it's all about, isn't it? Now, listen, if you want to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So please do that. Please call in. Now, my guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pau, and she was born in Romania during the communist era of Nicolae, and I screw up his last name, Costacu. Kuseku, I don't know, I'm terrible with those names. But anyway, she is a survivor, as she writes, of communist utopia and its indoctrination. She emigrated to the United States in 1978, and she became a proud naturalized American citizen in 1982. Dr. Johnson earned four college degrees in the U.S., a Bachelor of Arts in German, a Bachelor of Science in International Relations and Foreign Trade, a Master of Arts in German, and a Doctor of Education with an emphasis in teaching economics and foreign languages. And she joins me again today. Hey, hi, Dr. Pau. How are you today?
Hi, Maggie. I am wonderful.
Thank you for having me. Oh, well, I enjoy it, honestly, Dr. Pau. You know, your message, your firsthand experience of what life is like in a communist nation is so critical for people to hear here in this country. And the symptoms, as I described them, is symptoms of the signs and symptoms of what communism looks like, how it feels, how it smells, how it tastes, the indoctrination, the verbiage. People need to understand how that is used to enslave them because they don't know it. Dr. Pau, if you only have 12% of the high school 12th graders understanding what our foundational documents are, I mean, I don't know. How do you combat that, Dr. Pau? I have no idea other than to do what I'm doing, and I don't know sometimes whether it's, you know, it's effective at all. Who knows? I don't know. You throw enough stuff against a wall and hopefully something will stick. That's kind of my thought process. But I don't know, Dr. Pau, what do you think? Where are we going here? It's a frightening thought for me, and I'm sure even more frightening for you because you've already been there and done that one. You know what I mean?
It is very frightening. I see it every day, and I wonder, oh, goodness, what kind of freedoms have we lost today? As a matter of fact, you know that the No Child Left Inside Act was passed in Maryland on June 21st this year. Yeah. And as you said, children in Maryland, particularly because I was researching their statistics on math, reading, and arithmetic, are very, very dire, with the exception of a few schools that are average or better. But the majority are very, very poor. And here they are. They have passed a law that forces K through 12 compliance with environmental literacy. In other words, in order to graduate from high school, you have to be environmentally literate. And this is basically green growth, sustainable growth, Agenda 21, which is pushed by the United Nations. And, of course, Maryland is the first state to do so, and they're quite proud of their, quote-unquote, achievement. And the sponsors of the bill, most of whom are Democrats with the exception of two Republican, and I put Republican in quotes, women, Susan Collins of Maine and Olympia Snow of Maine, they say that the studies show that environmental education has a measurable positive impact on student achievement, not only in science but in math, reading, and social studies. And I really looked at many, many to find such studies, and I cannot find any such claim anywhere. And they also claim that business leaders are increasingly believing that an environmentally literate workforce is critical in the burgeoning green economy. I don't know where this burgeoning green economy is, because aside from windmills, which nobody likes or wants in their backyard, and people in California pass laws to turn them off when the wind gets stronger. And the Volt, the electric car that nobody wants, I think they sold less than 500 of them. And the hybrid cars, which actually pollute more than standard cars, if you think about the electricity that has to be generated with fossil fuels and particularly coal by burning coal, I don't know where this burgeoning green economy is. So to me, is a form of indoctrination of K through 12 into Agenda 21, basically taking land away from people and putting them back into these concrete block apartments, multi-level into the city like they did to us under communism, under the title of social engineering. And these people in Maryland are, you know, it's all about green this and green that. They're even calling it environmental study is green play. I don't know what that is, that it helps children cope with ADD and ease obesity rates. And I thought that if we had proper nutrition, PE classes, competitive sports, and recess time, that those were designed for physical exercise and weight control. So what is green play anyway? And as we know, a lot of the electronics and the foods that we eat keep children indoors and predispose them to being fat because of all the additives and things that we put in processed food.
Well, you know, Dr. Powell, in New York State, I want to interrupt you for a second, and I'm sure you're probably aware of this. In New York State, they've now made it illegal. You need to have a permit in some of the camps and that stuff there for the kids to play like tag and dodgeball and that stuff because they say they could hurt them. I mean, it's they could hurt themselves.
That's
it's
insane.
Dangerous to play. Yeah. I mean, please, it's the BS that comes out of these people is just astounding to me. It's just such an absolute lie. It's such an absolute con. They say that they want these kids.
Yeah.
It's the biggest con. It's the biggest hustle that's ever been perpetrated in the history of humanity, as far as I can see. I truly believe that it is.
It really is, because they also claim, the same wackos in Maryland, that environmental study helps with, quote-unquote, nature deficit disorder. Well,
what the hell is that?
Heard, let me tell you, the term nature deficit disorder was coined by an author named Richard Love, L-O-U-V, in his dramatically titled book, Last Child in the Woods, to describe what happens to young people who become disconnected from their natural world. He thinks that the lack of nature to some of the leads to some of the most disturbing childhood trends, such as the rise in obesity, attention disorder, and depression. And this kind of reminds me, I don't know if the listeners are familiar with Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring. She claimed that the DDT killed all the birds, hence the title, Silent Spring. The birds weren't singing. And her book basically started the environmental movement in the U.S., and DDT was banned for agricultural use in most developed countries in 1968. And I've looked at statistics. Approximately 3 million people around the globe die unnecessarily each year now, or actually since then, of mosquito-induced malaria because of Rachel's half-baked book of irrational statements that have been proven untrue.
There are
dozens and dozens of birds that chirp every morning outside my window, and I live in the city.
Yeah. So, well, you know, let me make one comment here. This whole nature deficit disorder that this person references, what kind of disorders will these people experience when they're locked into urban growth boundaries, Dr. Powell, where all they see is cement? They'll be in these concrete jungles. There'll be one blade of grass in there, and nobody will be allowed to touch it, God forbid, because they'll be, you know, on their knees praising and paying homage to the blade of grass. So what kind of nature deficit disorders will exist when human beings are packed and stacked like sardines in these so-called smart growth cities? How nuts do you think the people are going to be then?
Exactly. Well, I remember under communism, we had like one small area with grass, and allowed to step on it. If you did, there was a stiff fine. And basically, that was the green extent of our perhaps a tree here, kind of an anemic tree here and there. But think about the diseases these people are going to have, you know, packed by thousands in high-rise concrete blocks. If something breaks out, everybody gets really sick, and they do not have plans to handle that, really.
No, well, of course not. No, of course not. It's going to be... it's going to be absolute chaos. It'll be a nightmare. But then if your goal is to decrease the world's population by 85%, isn't this a perfect way to accomplish that feat? Pack people into housing and environments, filthy environments, and they indeed will be filthy, because what's the goal? That you will be able to have about 5 gallons of water a day is their optimum amount, which is attainable within 1,000 meters of where you live. You shouldn't have to go more than 1,000 meters to attain that 5 gallons of water that you'll have to wash your hands, to take a bath, to cook your food, to drink, you know, to clean your sardine can. So what kind of diseases will be thriving in those environments? I mean, all of the diseases that we know of that are common to closely packed environments, such as tuberculosis, or you know, it's just a filthy. Oh, it's just the thought of it makes me honestly absolutely so
hepatitis, tuberculosis.
Yes, all of them, all of those.
Cholera.
Yeah.
Diphtheria. Any kind of you know, direct contact or waterborne, or you know, fecal matter driven, because people won't be able to wash their hands. There won't be enough water. But going back to this Maryland curriculum, they say, and this is a direct quote, that American students with this law will have the knowledge that they will need to make informed personal decisions and act as responsible citizens as they face environmental challenges that previous generations never imagined. This is basically Agenda 21, Armageddon scare tactics to frighten Americans into this global compliance to its goal of severely limiting basically the use of water, as you said, electricity, transportation, and denial of human access to wilderness areas, all in the name of nature conservation, and they call it environmental stewardship. These are their euphemistic words that you're going to see appear over and over, environmental stewardship. Well, as far as I know, Americans have been stewards of our environment for generations, and we resolved issues without any interdisciplinary curriculum indoctrination of children from K through 12th grade. My question is to these Maryland curriculum writers, what were these environmental challenges that they generations have never imagined? It's basically a scare tactic. Looked up, they claim that they have hundreds and thousands of supporters, 225 group members, 50 million Americans, 2,000 business, health, youth, faith, recreational, environmental, and education groups, and 635,000 Marylanders. And I really looked up Maggie. There's a long list, but I just picked a few just to give you a taste of who these people are. They are adventure treks, there's zoos, African American Environmentalist Association, American Camp Association, American Canoe Association, Cave Conservation, Deer and Wildlife Alliance, Horticultural Society, American Rivers, Sail Training, Sports Fishing, American Trails, Biosphere Foundation, which is important to note because it's part of the Agenda 21 group out of Europe, Earth Day, Earth Force, all these wonderful Global Green USA, they're all Enviro-Nazis, in my opinion.
I agree. On that note, Dr. Powell, hang on. We're going to break, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we'll be back.
Dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number for this show this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Lots of great information. The podcast of the show will be up there tonight. There will be links to Dr. Powell's websites, which are romanianconservative.blogspot.com. She also writes for Canada Free Press, and you really need to check out her blog, and you really need to read the articles. And she's also written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, which is available at, where is it available, Dr. Powell?
Amazon.
Amazon. Okay, I, my mind went blank. But I want to announce that someone that I've had on the guest before on the show before, Don Casey, is going to be doing some speaking engagements this week. And I want to let people, if you're in Virginia or nearby Virginia, and I'm going to actually put these up on my website. I'm going to put a new tab up there for upcoming events so people can know where people that come on my show are going to be at if they're doing speaking engagements and that stuff. Because you really need to hear people talk about sustainable development. And Don Casey, who's from Alabama and has the group entitled Keep Our Rights, is actually going to be in Virginia. And I'll tell you, for those who are listening, tomorrow, Tuesday, he will be at, in Roanoke, Virginia, at the Holiday Inn on Starkley Road at, 5 o'clock dinner followed by a meeting, it has written here. So if you want to hear him speak, and then I will put this stuff up on my website, because he's talking someplace or speaking someplace in Virginia all week between the 12th and the 21st. So it might be a good idea to go out and hear what Don has to say. He does a great presentation. But I'm speaking this morning with Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell and her blog, RomanianConservative.blogspot.com. So when we went to break, Dr. Powell, we're talking about how the communists are going to implement their, or how they are implementing their agenda.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not going to be. They're actually doing it. And they know that they got to have the kids. In fact, I was watching something on the military or history channel last night. And, of course, Hitler's on there all the time and the Nazis. And if the American people were smart, they'd pay close attention to the tactics that were utilized by Hitler and his buddies and how they rose to power and the propaganda that they used and how they grabbed the kids because they needed to indoctrinate the kids to make them good little Nazis. And that's the same game plan to make them little good little green Nazis. They got to do the same thing and they know it. And that's why they're doing this crap like no child left inside. And that's, you know, that's the game plan. It's the MO. It's history repeating itself.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we were talking about the groups that are supporting this law, No Child Left Inside, and I mentioned a few internally, but there are a few externally, and they're really laughable if you look at them, because one is from Cameroon, is like a football academy. There's one in Canada, India, Italy, Nigeria. But there's one that brought my attention is the NOTL Sustainability Network. They call themselves the Greenfoot People, and it's a nonprofit community environmental organization who has the mandate to greening the earth one step at a time. It's an éclat. There are thousands of those in this country, more exact 1,168 on last count. ICLEI is an abbreviation, I-C-L-E-I, stands for International Council for Environmental Initiatives, and it is basically working in directly with United Nations and with local chapters in our cities and counties, which are tasked with smart growth, basically to usurp the property rights and constitutional rights of the American people. And what they do is they persuade local officials to revise zoning laws to fit into a smart code zoning template. And as a result, there starts a massive reshuffling of property rights. And one such, I spoke to a gentleman from Dade County in Miami.
Okay.
They have a regulation 24 or 25. If I remember correctly, and Statute 33B. Anyway, if you ask them what sustainable development means for them, he described it as, quote, this is a stick-up, give me your property. So hundreds and thousands of ranchers in South Florida right now, farmers, loggers, foresters, miners, fishermen, builders, developers, and other property owners are losing the right to use their property because of these juggernaut environmental government regulations and the work of these nonprofit agencies that belong to ICLEI, which, by the way, is illegal because local and state governments, and they do go to international conferences. I think the latest one was in Bangkok, Thailand. They actually make policy for the United States, which is illegal according to our Constitution. Only the federal government can do so. And here are some of the regulations that they have to abide by: the Endangered Species Act, the wetland regulations, and other laws that govern the use of air, water, land, and sea. And property owners are finding out, according to this gentleman, that because of some endangered species that was just discovered on their land, or that their land was declared a wetland, they're no longer able to use it, they're no longer able to develop it, build on it, or even water it. They can kind of hang around on the property, pay the property taxes, or they can sell it at rock bottom prices, because land that cannot be used obviously has little economic value. And of course, the only people willing to buy the land are nature conservancy or other environmental agencies, which in turn sell the land to the federal government. And yes, oftentimes property owners not only lose their property, but are put in jail and pay enormous fines for the violation of some obscure environmental regulation or law that nobody's even aware of.
Well, I have actually, I don't know if you were talking to somebody down in South Florida. I've actually had some people on from a movement called Face Off Movement. Maybe you've heard of it, Dr. Powitz, Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. And I've had several people on from around the country who've been affected by how they're manipulating the zoning and code enforcement and that stuff and going after these people to drive them off the land. In fact, a fellow I had on a couple weeks ago was actually put in jail on Friday, awaiting his sentencing. He was actually could look at anywhere up to 7 years in prison for not having a permit for a building on his property out in the Antelope Valley of California, Kim Fahey. And they threw him in jail on Friday and with $75,000 bail or something like that. And I'm not sure whether or not he made bail, because they did appeal his sentencing or appeal his his conviction for absolutely ridiculous. It's just crazy. How can you go to jail for 7 years for not having a permit, Dr. Powell? It's just nonsense.
Yeah, it's crazy. And this gentleman was telling me about the organization called DERM, D-E-R-M.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
hang
the
on.
Department of Environmental Resources and Management, which
hold
is basically
thought, Dr.
the
Powell,
arm.
Because we're going to break, so hang on, Dr. Powell. We're going to break, and we'll take Lee when we come back.
Child to Behave. I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you'd like to call in this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, if you'd like to go there, look at a lot of the great information that's on there, is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning, Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell's website is romanianconservative.blogspot.com. She's also written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, and we are hearing those echoes today, that's for sure, here in this country. And that's available on Amazon, Echoes of Communism. And I wanted to mention again, for anybody in the Virginia or nearby area, if you want to hear Don Casey speak, he'll be tomorrow the 12th, at 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Tanglewood on Starkey Road, 4468 Starkey Road. That's 5 o'clock tomorrow night, and I'm going to put stuff up on my website to let you know where Don Casey, who's been on my show from the Keep Our Rights organization, is going to be speaking at. He's a great speaker, great presentation, well worth trying to get there to see him if you're in that area. And Dr. Powell, we've got a caller on the line. Hey, Lee, how are you?
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning, Lee.
Ms. Rodden, you touched very briefly earlier on something, and I really wish you'd have expanded on this. And I would love to throw out some statistics for you ladies and have you respond to this. I am of the firm opinion that I guarantee you we can link 80% of our problems to ourselves simply through looking at our education system. Now, that's what I believe. And I believe the numbers show that I'm correct. So let's go to Alliance for Excellent Education. They put out a piece in 2008. Here's some disturbing numbers. In reading, 2003, the United States ranked 15th out of 29 countries in reading literacy. Their score was 495. In science, the United States ranked 21 out of 30 with a score of 489, which fell below the average of 500. And in math, the United States ranked 25th out of 30 with a score of 474. Now, if we go to geographic and we look at them, and this comes from last year. Remember, the first one, that was 2008. Last year, it got worse, okay? In science, the United States ranked 22nd, with a score of 489. In math, they ranked 27th with a score of 474. And in reading, they ranked 33rd, which is the bottom because they list 33 countries. And the United States ranked 33rd in reading, and they don't even show a score. Now, if you really don't think this is a problem, let's go to all countries and let's look at the prison population. Right now, I'm talking about right now, the United States ranks number one at 2,186,230, and we're talking 738 inmates per 100,000 people in the United States. And these numbers, 60% or better of inmates, all have sub-level acceptable education. Now, here is where I say 80% of our problems we can link directly to our education system. We've got to put an end to the public school system, get government out of educating our children, put it back in the hands of the parents and the community, start teaching them the truth, and I believe that we can solve 80% of our problems if we just do that alone. And I'd love to hear you ladies comment on this. And I know you got more callers, so I won't take up any more of your time. But, Ms. Rodden, I do have that 2008 piece in PDF format from Alliance for Excellent Education. If you'd like me to send that to you, I think I can get your email off of Republic Broadcasting and send it to you if you'd like it.
Yeah, send it to me, Lee. I'd appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Dr. Powell, your comments on that? I mean, I agree with them. The problem is education. Everything stems from what you know and what you don't know.
Well,
really
having,
does.
Yeah, I agree with you. I, having taught for 30 years, I was obviously intimately knowledgeable of the dismal education system that we have in this country, and it's all because of the Department of Education that was started during the Carter administration, and it basically sucks almost $70 billion dollars a year in funds from our taxpayers, and it's basically indoctrination of our children into revisionist history and ridiculous methods of education that have not proven to work, and basically teaching a lot about kumbaya studies and how evil the Americans are and how what evil colonialist and imperialist we have been, and capitalism is bad. Generally, it's not a good atmosphere to be in. I was lucky because I taught in a school where we had exceptional students, but still I had many colleagues who indoctrinated students on a daily basis. One of my colleagues was a member of La Raza,
okay.
Which for your readers, the race, that is a organization in the U.S. that advocates the takeover of the country by the, as they call it, the race, the brown race.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful, right? Works
yeah,
really
well,
fun.
And of course, speaking strictly about the statistics, a lot of our students do not speak English, and obviously they're not going to perform very well on these tests when compared to other countries, because we're not requiring them to speak English. We're doing everything in our power to translate everything into Spanish and other languages. Now I understand it's not just press 1 for Spanish, we're going to have press 3 for Arabic, particularly in Michigan. My latest research revealed that. So if you don't speak English, obviously you're not going to do well on any kind of standardized test. And of course, parents, a lot of them come from dysfunctional families themselves, don't know how to be parents, and they don't emphasize education for their children.
No, they don't. Dr.
And they pretty much let them do whatever they want.
Hold that thought. We're going to break. That's the cue music, everybody. We will be back in 2 minutes, so hang in there. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Broden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to contact me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a contact button there. There's a great store on there as well. If you'd like a T-shirt that says The Unsolicited Opinion, the redistribution of the truth, I'd appreciate it if you'd buy a coffee mug or a T-shirt or, you know, whatever on there you happen to like. My guest this morning is Dr. Leanna Johnson-Pau. Her website is romanianconservative.blogspot.com. She has also written a book, Echoes of Communism. And boy, the echoes do reverberate now, don't they? I'll tell you, honestly, you hear it. It's like somebody's banging a drum right beside your ear with the sounds of communism emanating throughout this entire country. It's a mind blower for me. It truly is. And my guest who called, or the caller who called in, Lee from Georgia, and he talked about the educational system. And it really is. It is the problem. The problem here is they're indoctrinating everybody. Everything we watch is designed to suck us in. Suck us in to this monstrosity called UN Agenda 21. I know where I was. I had seen something that was called the water footprint. Now, what the hell is your water footprint, Dr. Powell? I mean, what nonsense is that? Please. But I guess if you want people to have 5 gallons of water a day to survive on, when we use, what, about 125 gallons per person here in this country typically, then I guess they would claim that you are impacting the environment with your water footprint. I'll tell you, I don't know what it's going to take, Dr. Powell. I truly don't know what it's going to take for the American people to rise up against this crap. I don't know. I hope it happens soon. I really do.
I hope so, too, because in Florida, they're asking them to pay these wetlands permits, which is like carbon credits, and then you can do whatever you want to the land. But the problem is it's $100,000 for some people.
I had somebody on from there, and just last week I had a lady on, I can't think of her name, Ida Fernandez, I believe it was, and she was talking about how there's a lot of mining going on down there, that they're taking the land from them and then they're giving them to these other people who are doing mining down there.
Rock mining.
Yeah, I can't think of what it is, what kind of rock they're after down there. But anyway, she was talking about that. But the system is so corrupt. It's so corrupt. And this is the problem. We have succumbed to corruption at every level in this country. And the
Absolutely. This Durham organization we were talking earlier before the gentleman called, the DERM, Department of Environmental Resources Management, has a $41 million budget. I mean, how does an ordinary citizen fight an organization that has so much money?
Well, I don't know. And, you know, getting back to education, one of my listeners had sent an email to me while you were talking, Dr. Powell, that mentioned that a third of the prison population are illegals, because you were talking about La Raza, the race that wants to have brown people take over the country here in this country, in America. I mean, a third of the prison population are here illegally. How many billions of dollars do we spend on illegal aliens in this country? I'm all for throw them out. Hit the bricks, pal. Head to the door. Out. I don't care about your hard luck story. You know what? There's a lot of American citizens who have hard luck stories. And my concern is with the American citizens first. I'm a little tired of this crap. I truly am.
I am an immigrant myself, and I am all for legal immigration.
Exactly.
And I had to go through a 6-year-long arduous process to become an American citizen. And I was never a burden on society. I had my own resources when I paid for my own medical care, sometimes in installments for months and years until my children were my own. My hospital owned them, I guess. And I paid my way, and I went to school, educated myself. I learned the language the best I could, and
We got to go to break again. We got another quick one-minute break, everybody. We'll be right back in about 1 minute. Hang in there.
Gold. Ever clean.